Tumo, how are you?
I'm well.
All right, Tumo, let's talk about King Dingaan Kasenza Kakhona.
I hope you can hear me clearly.
Yes, we can hear you. Go for it.
Okay, thank you. So today we're looking at King Dingaan Kasenza Kakhona, and he reigned from 1828 after he had conspired together with his brother Mbande and one of Shaka Zulu's servants to assassinate King Shaka. And when King Shaka died, he assumed the throne of the Zulu Empire. And, you know, at this time, you know, you had this great army, this humongous army, which he finds it very difficult to control. But, well, ultimately, he set in motion some of the policies that were put together by Shaka Zulu and launches campaigns against his neighbors, including sending his army as far north against Umzilikazi, who had previously left KwaZulu-Natal. But it is important to note that, however, none of his ventures were major success. And also, it's also important to know that at this time, you have European traders that are now settled at Port Natal, which were given permission to do so previously by King Shaka. And you have also the missionaries who now start coming into being at KZN. And they started working around about 1834 in the area of KwaZulu. Although the missionaries at this point don't have much effect during the reign of Dingaan, but going forward on the next character that I will be discussing, I will be discussing the missionary, so I'll be coming back to this point. There's a major threat now, a major threat. You know, despite the fact that you have European traders that have now settled at Port Natal, you had a major, major threat coming to being now. The Boer trekkers were now entering Zulu territory. And this actually was one of the greatest problems that Dingaan had. In fact, the Boer trekkers was actually the people that ultimately led to the demise of Dingaan. So this is a major problem that Dingaan has. So Dingaan does something in about February of 1838. He orders the killing of one of the Boer leaders by the name of Piet Retief.
Yes.
In his capital at Ungungudlovu near Ulundi, KZN. So, but what ultimately happens after that is that there were numerous clashes between Dingaan's army and the Boer trekkers, culminating to the battle in December 16, 1838, in what became known as the Battle of Blood River. In that battle, the Zulu army suffered very bad. They suffered a big loss to the Boer trekkers against the Boer firepower, which was a very mighty firepower. The army of Dingaan fell. Many Zulus died in that river. Following after that.
Okay, Tumo, I'm sorry, yes, I'm going to have to stop you because we are completely out of time. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to ask our listeners to come out to Maropeng, come out to the Long March to Freedom, and go and ask for Tumo Bopape by name. Tell them I heard you on Chai FM, and he will tell you the whole story. The man's knowledge is encyclopedic and a very, very impressive human being. So thank you very, very much, Tumo.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you so much. God bless.
Thank you to everybody.
Take it. Bye. That's Tumo Bopape. He's a guide.